Hare Krishna. This is a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, with translations and purports by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Third Canto, Chapter 4, Texts 9 through 19. Text 9. Uddhava continued. At that time, after traveling in many parts of the world, Maitreya, a great devotee of the Lord, and a friend and well-wisher of the great sage Krishna Dvaipayana Vyas, reached that spot out of his own perfect accord. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Maitreya was one of the disciples of Maharaj Parasara, the father of Vyasadeva. Thus, Vyasadeva and Maitreya were friends and mutual well-wishers. By some fortunate accident, Maitreya reached the place where Lord Sri Krishna was resting. To meet the Lord is not an ordinary incident. Maitreya was a great sage and a learned scholar philosopher, but not a pure devotee of the Lord, and therefore his meeting with the Lord at that time may have been due to Agyanta Sukriti or some unknown devotional service. Pure devotees always engage in pure devotional activities, and therefore their meeting with the Lord is natural. But when those who are not up to that standard meet the Lord, it is due to the unforeseen fortune of accidental devotional service. Text 10. Maitreya Muni was greatly attached to the Lord, and he was listening in a pleasing attitude, with his shoulder lowered. With a smile and a particular glance upon me, having allowed me to rest, the Lord spoke as follows. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Although both Uddhava and Maitreya were great souls, the Lord's attention was more on Uddhava because he was a spotlessly pure devotee. A Gyan Bhakta, or one whose devotion is mixed with the monistic viewpoint, is not a pure devotee. Although Maitreya was a devotee, his devotion was mixed. The Lord reciprocates with his devotees on the basis of transcendental love, and not on the basis of philosophical knowledge or fruitive activities. In the transcendental loving service of the Lord, there is no place for monistic knowledge or fruitive activities. The gopis in Vrindavan were neither highly learned scholars nor mystic yogis. They had spontaneous love for the Lord, and thus he became their heart and soul. And the gopis also became the heart and soul of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya approved the relationship of the gopis with the Lord as supreme. Herein, the Lord's attitude toward Uddhava was more intimate than with Maitreya Muni. Text 11. The Lord said, O Vasu, I know from within your mind what you desired in days of yore, when the Vasus and other demigods, responsible for expanding the universal affairs, performed sacrifices. You, particularly, desired to achieve my association. This is very difficult for others to obtain, but I award it unto you. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Uddhava is one of the eternal associates of the Lord, and a plenary portion of Uddhava was one of the eight Vasus in the days of yore. The eight Vasus and the demigods in the upper planetary system, who are responsible for the management of universal affairs, performed a sacrifice in the days of yore, desiring to fulfill their respective ultimate goals in life. At that time, an expansion of Uddhava, acting as one of the Vasus, desired to become an associate of the Lord. The Lord knew this because he is present in the heart of every living entity as Paramatma, the superconsciousness. In everyone's heart, there is the representation of this superconsciousness, who gives memory to the partial consciousness of every living entity. The living entity, as partial consciousness, forgets incidents of his past life. But the superconsciousness reminds him how to act in terms of his past cultivation of knowledge. Bhagavad Gita confirms this fact in various ways. Yayatha mam prapadyante tamstathaiva bhajamyaham 4.11 Sarvasyachaham hridisanivisto mataksmitir gyanam apohanam cha Bhagavad Gita 15.15 Everyone is at liberty to desire as he likes, but the desire is fulfilled by the Supreme Lord. Everyone is independent to think or desire, but the fulfillment of one's desire depends on the Supreme Will. This law is expressed as, man proposes, God disposes. In the days of yore, when the demigods and Vasus performed sacrifice, Uddhava, as one of the Vasus, desired to enter into the association of the Lord, which is very difficult for those busy in empiric philosophical speculation or fruitive activities. Such persons have practically no information of facts about becoming an associate of the Lord. Only the pure devotees can know, by the mercy of the Lord, that the personal association of the Lord is the highest perfection of life. The Lord assured Uddhava that he would fulfill his desire. It appears that when the Lord informed him by his indication to Uddhava, the great sage Maitreya finally became aware of the importance of entering into the association of the Lord. Text 12. The Lord continued, O honest one, your present life is the last and the supermost, because in this term of life you have been awarded my ultimate favor. Now you can go to my transcendental abode, Vaikuntha, by leaving this universe of conditioned living entities. Your visit to me in this lonely place, because of your pure and unflinching devotional service, is a great boon for you. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. When a person is fully conversant with knowledge of the Lord, as far as can be known by the perfect living entity in the liberated state, he is allowed to enter into the spiritual sky, where the Vaikuntha planets exist. The Lord was sitting in a lonely place, just about to disappear from the vision of the inhabitants of this universe, and Uddhava was fortunate to see him, even at that time, and thus receive the Lord's permission to enter Vaikuntha. The Lord is everywhere, at all times, and his appearance and disappearance are merely the experience of the inhabitants of a particular universe. He is just like the sun. The sun does not appear or disappear in the sky. It is only the experience of men that in the morning the sun rises, and in the evening the sun sets. The Lord is simultaneously both in Vaikuntha and everywhere, within and without Vaikuntha. text 13. O Uddhava, in the lotus millennium, in the days of yore, at the beginning of the creation, I spoke unto Brahma, who is situated on the lotus that grows out of my navel, about my transcendental glories, which the great sages describe as Srimad Bhagavatam. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The explanation of the Super-Self as given to Brahma and already explained in the second canto of this great literature is further clarified herein. The Lord said that the concise form of Srimad Bhagavatam, as explained to Brahma, was meant to elucidate his personality. The impersonal explanation of the four verses in the second canto is nullified herewith. Sridhar Swami also explains in this connection that the same concise form of the Bhagavatam concerned the pastimes of Lord Krishna and was never meant for impersonal indulgence. Texts 14 and 15. Uddhava said, O Vidura, when I was thus favored at every moment by the Supreme Personality of Godhead and addressed by Him with great affection, my words failed in tears, and the hairs on my body erupted. After smearing my tears, I, with folded hands, spoke like this. O my Lord, devotees who engage in the transcendental loving service of your lotus feet have no difficulty in achieving anything within the realm of the four principles of religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation. But, O Great One, as far as I am concerned, I have preferred only to engage in the loving service of your lotus feet. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Those who are associated with the Lord in Vaikuntha planets achieve all bodily features of the Lord and appear to be the same as Lord Vishnu. Such liberation is called Swarupya Mukti, which is one of the five kinds of liberation. The devotees engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord never accept the Sahujya Mukti, or merging into the rays of the Lord, called the Brahmajyoti. The devotees can achieve not only liberation, but any success in the realm of religiosity, economic development, or sense gratification, up to the standard of the demigods in the heavenly planets. But such a pure devotee as Uddhava refuses to accept all such facilities. A pure devotee of the Lord simply wants to engage in the service of the Lord and does not consider his own personal benefit. Text 16. My Lord, even the learned sages become disturbed in their intelligence when they see that your greatness engages in fruitive work, although you are freed from all desires, that you take birth, although you are unborn, that you flee out of fear of the enemy and take shelter in a fort, although you are the controller of invincible time, and that you enjoy householder life surrounded by many women, although you enjoy in your own self. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Pure devotees of the Lord are not very much concerned with philosophical speculation in regard to transcendental knowledge of the Lord. Nor is it possible to acquire complete knowledge of the Lord. Whatever little knowledge they have about the Lord is sufficient for them, because devotees are simply satisfied in hearing and chanting about the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. This gives them all transcendental bliss. But some of the pastimes of the Lord appear contradictory, even to such pure devotees. And thus, Uddhava asked the Lord about some of the contradictory incidents in his pastimes. The Lord is described as having nothing to do personally, and it is actually so, because even in the creation and sustenance of the material world, the Lord has nothing to do. It seems contradictory, then, to hear that the Lord personally lifts the Govardhan Hill for the protection of his unalloyed devotees. The Lord is the Supreme Brahman, the Absolute Truth, the personality of Godhead, appearing like a man. But Uddhava had doubts whether he could have so many transcendental activities. There is no difference between the personality of Godhead and the impersonal Brahman. How then can the Lord have so many things to do, whereas the impersonal Brahman is stated to have nothing to do, either materially or spiritually? If the Lord is ever unborn, how then is he born as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki? He is fearful even to Kala, the supreme fear. And yet the Lord is afraid of fighting Jarasandha and takes shelter in a fort. How can one who is full in himself take pleasure in the association of many women? How can he take wives and, just like a householder, take pleasure in the association of family members, children, relatives, and parents? All these apparently contradictory happenings bewilder even the greatest learned scholars, who, thus bewildered, cannot understand whether inactivity is a fact or whether his activities are only imitations. The solution is that the Lord has nothing to do with anything mundane. All his activities are transcendental. This cannot be understood by the mundane speculators. For the mundane speculators, there is certainly a kind of bewilderment. But for the transcendental devotees, there is nothing astonishing in this. The Brahman conception of the Absolute Truth is certainly the negation of all material activities. But the Parabrahman conception is full with transcendental activities. One who knows these distinctions between the conception of Brahman and the conception of the Supreme Brahman is certainly the real transcendentalist. There is no bewilderment for such transcendentalists. The Lord himself also declares in the Bhagavad Gita 10.2, "Even the great sages and demigods can hardly know anything about my activities and transcendental potencies." The right explanation of the Lord's activities is given by Grandfather Bhishmadev, Srimad Bhagavatam 1.9.16, as follows. "Nahyasya kari tidrajan puman veda vidistitam yad vignasaya yukta mohyanti kaveo pihi." O King, no one can know the plan of the Lord Sri Krishna. Even though great philosophers inquire exhaustively, they are bewildered. Text 17. O my Lord, your eternal self is never divided by the influence of time, and there is no limitation to your perfect knowledge. Thus, you were sufficiently able to consult with yourself, and yet you called upon me for consultation, as if bewildered, although you are never bewildered. And this act of yours bewilders me. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Uddhava was never actually bewildered, but he says all these contradictions appear to be bewildering. The whole discussion between Krishna and Uddhava was meant for the benefit of Maitreya, who was sitting nearby. The Lord used to call Uddhava for consultation when the city was attacked by Jarasandha and others, and when he executed great sacrifices as part of his routine royal work as the Lord of Dwarka. The Lord has no past, present, and future, because he is unhampered by the influence of eternal time, and thus nothing is hidden from him. He is eternally self-intelligent. Therefore, his calling for Uddhava to give him enlightenment is certainly astonishing. All these actions of the Lord appear to be contradictory, although there is no contradiction in the routine activities of the Lord. Therefore, it is better to see them as they are and not attempt to explain them. Text 18. My Lord, kindly explain to us, if you think us competent to receive it, that transcendental knowledge which gives enlightenment about yourself and which you explained before Brahmaji. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. A pure devotee like Uddhava has no material afflictions, because he engages constantly in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. A devotee feels afflicted without the association of the Lord. Constant remembrance of the Lord's activities keeps the devotee alive, and therefore Uddhava requested that the Lord please enlighten him with knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam, as previously instructed to Brahmaji. Text 19. When I thus expressed my heartfelt desires under the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the lotus-eyed Lord instructed me about his transcendental situation. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The words paramam sthitam are significant in this verse. The Lord's transcendental situation was not even spoken of to Brahma when the four verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, 2, 9, 33 through 36, were explained. This transcendental situation comprises his dealings with devotees engaged in transcendental loving service, as exhibited in Dwarka and Vrindavan. When the Lord explained his specific transcendental situation, it was meant for Uddhava only, and therefore Uddhava particularly said, Mahyam, unto me, although the great sage Maitreya was also sitting there. Such a transcendental situation is hardly understood by those whose devotion is mixed with speculative knowledge or fruitive activities. The Lord's activities in confidential love are very rarely disclosed to the general devotees, or attracted by devotion mixed with knowledge and mysticism. Such activities are the inconceivable pastimes of the Lord.